Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
This is On Deadline, where the biggest stories, the smartest journalists, and the conversations that matter come together from Odyssey news stations across the country. When news breaks, the story doesn't stop there. I'm Christy Strasser. Let's get started. Let's talk separation anxiety. First up is Iran and its apparent plan to keep control of the Strait of Hormuz. Then it's kids going back to school, people and their e-bikes, and even families and the items they've left in loved ones' tombs. That's right, Tomb Raiders, in real life. But let's start with Iran.
President Trump says the U.S. controls the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's officials are pushing back on that. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers. Karen, good morning. What have we learned? Does the U.S. have naval superiority in the strait now?
I mean, there, of course, has been the blockade that the U.S. had put on, taken off, and then put back into effect. But, you know, when you look at what the Iranians have done by threatening ships in that area, that critical waterway, they have maintained this stranglehold on traffic there, which has been severely restricted over the last several months. Remember back in June, with great fanfare, the president announced the memo of understanding with Iran, and that was aimed at reopening the strait to get traffic moving back to levels that it had been before the war, back when it was free to all ships going through. They could move freely through there as an international waterway. That memo of understanding effectively fell apart very quickly. The president has already declared it dead, so did the Iranians. But in that deal, there was a 60-day negotiating window to talk about Iran's nuclear program. That expires today. So it's notable that it's sort of a symbolic deadline expiration today that they never got to the nuclear talks, because the issue about controlling and reopening the strait to full traffic is still unresolved.
You know, it's interesting. The president, in essence, says the strait is ours. We control the strait. I mean, is it ours to control? How does that work?
And no, if you look at what it was before the war, when it was a free international waterway. And remember when the Iranians for weeks had been saying they wanted to charge a fee or get some sort of service fee that they could get from countries going through there and from shipping companies going through there. The administration pushed back very strongly. Marco Rubio himself had said, you know, that's not how this works. This is an international waterway. No country can say that they have control over this and then extract fees. Then we saw the president say he wanted to have the United States have fees in that area. He backed off of that in about 24 hours, but it was notable because that was contradictory to the exact message we had heard from the administration about what the Iranians had been saying for weeks.
What are you hearing on Capitol Hill? We know Democrats have criticized the war since it began. Here we are heading into the midterm season. How are Republicans reacting to the ongoing war?
You know, there has, of course, been a couple votes to rein in the president's War Powers Act. We saw some Republicans join in on that. It's August, so it's quiet now in Washington with both the House and Senate on recess. So I think, you know, when they come back in earnest at the end of the month in early September, the midterms are going to be very quickly approaching. And this is going to be an issue that will have an impact on that because of what we're seeing on the domestic front. Gas prices are up 7 cents from just last week. Diesel is up as well, about 14 cents. And that impacts prices of goods and things like that, that diesel moves around the country.
Should e-bikes be banned or regulated like cars? Here's KCBS in the Bay Area.
Well, perhaps you've seen them or almost been run down by them. E-bikes are everywhere. Their speed and safety risks do raise some questions. Phil Mateer. Phil, good morning. Do e-bikes need to be reined in?
Well, that's the thinking of some people, but I got to tell you, how to do it remains to be a mystery. What we had in California, as you know, we are a very bike-friendly state. Our communities are bike boosters. And with the introduction of e-bikes, everybody thought, wow, here's a new way to get to work and commute and go to the grocery store because you have these bikes that can, you know, you can pedal them or they can run on their electric motors. And some of them can run pretty fast on those electric motors. It was okay, it seemed to be when as long as adults were doing it, but now it's gotten into the kids. And the kids are not nearly as trained as adults or as good on these. And these bikes go the same speed for kids as they do for adults. I'm going to give you a statistic. This is how things have changed. In 2016, there were 2 reported injuries involving e-bikes. In 2024, there were 1,506. And those injuries are more severe than a regular bike, and they often involve kids under 16, a lot of times even under 12.
You know, I think one issue might be traffic enforcement. We see e-bikes just go blowing through lights and riding on the sidewalks. I mean, things that somebody in a car would get a ticket for.
Well, Danville did a crackdown, or what do you want to call it, an education effort, and they went out and the cops went out, and then in a short period of time, they issued, you know, they had 30 stops and issued 5 citations that, you know, if the citations are upheld, you have to go to bike safety. But you're right, enforcement is a key to it. But California historically isn't big on enforcement. It just doesn't. I mean, I'm telling you, Steve, until recently, even traffic stops were frowned upon, questions about whether they were being done properly, whether they were safe, whether there was racial profiling, you name it, it would go into it. In this case, what we have is, you know, we have bike interests, the coalitions on bike. What they say is the answer isn't necessarily crackdowns, it's more bike lanes. And so they're pushing, saying that's the solution. But others, you know, like State Representative Diane Poppin from the Peninsula is saying, well, at least let's try to put some limits on this. And let's say keep the 12-year-olds off the bikes that go 20 miles an hour or more, or 28 miles an hour with, you know, and but so far we haven't seen this stuff really move or materialize. It's the classic one. On one hand, you've got a group that says, hey, this is a safety concern, but they're spread out. You know, it's not an organized group. On the other hand, you have an organized group that says bikes, e-bikes are good. They're good for the environment. We want to get people on bikes and out of their cars, and we'll work something out. But nothing seems to have been worked out.
I wonder, where do you see this going? I mean, the horse is out of the barn. E-bikes aren't going to go away. So what is the answer?
I think what we're going to see is what we often see in the state. It's going to be going around and around in a circle with very alternatives coming up saying we need more education, we need more bike lanes or things like that, we need more enforcement, and it's going to be a real question about whether or not, A, we pass any laws, forget the state, it's going to have to be done on the local levels, towns and counties and parks, districts, they're the ones that are going to have to drop the hammer on this or hit the brakes on this or however you want to put it to try to make e-bikes a little better than a trip to the emergency ward.
Separating kids from their e-bikes is one thing. But how about what happens when kids are separated from their parents? It's happening in back-to-school season, and it's not necessarily going well. Here's WWJ in Detroit.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. I just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
It is back to school time, and a lot of kids are ready to go back. They probably can't wait to go back to see all of their friends. And for others, they are dreading going to school, maybe for the first time. Or maybe if they're older, they just have anxiety about it. Joining us to talk about it is the Vice President of Medical and Clinical Operations for Priority Health, Dr. David Rizzutko. And Dr. Rizzutko, I mean, do a lot of kids have separation anxiety about going off to school?
Yeah, good morning, Beth. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. You know, in pediatric primary care, anxiety around school transitions is really, really common, especially beginning of the school year or after any extended break. Very common condition.
I would imagine it could be tough for kids of all ages, but I remember I was thrown to the wolves in first grade. We didn't have kindergarten at my school. It was a private school. So I was just tossed in as a 6-year-old, and I remember crying about it. It was like, I was shy. So I imagine it's kind of hard for kids just going off for the first time.
Yeah, and I think we all can hearken back to some of those, either a personal experience or We're obviously, you know, helping our child through those. But really, most kids will have an occasional worry either about school performance. You mentioned not just, you know, going into kindergarten or first grade, but it could be school performance as a child gets a little bit older. You know, concerns about friendships, new people, teachers, just new routines in general can be a little unnerving. And we think about even adults can have similar experiences when our routine changes. So not uncommon. And school is a very, very important part of a child's life. It's basically their job, right? Now, they do chores around the house, but their focus should be on learning, growing up, and getting a good education. So very, very common condition. And yeah, we all can hearken back to maybe our own personal experiences.
And how tough can it be for kids that are older that they have anxiety about going to school? I mean, maybe they've been bullied in school.
Yeah, and I think that's where the distinction, where we want to begin making the distinction between having worry and anxiety versus true diagnosis of separation anxiety disorder, right? So separation anxiety disorder is distinctly different insofar as the central fear in that diagnosis is not just the school itself or school performance or a student or being bullied. The child's distress in separation anxiety disorder is really being away or apart from a trusted caregiver, a parent or caregiver, and that worry is focusing more on something bad happening either to me or to that caregiver when we are apart. And so we draw that distinction between, you know, fear or worry about school and that milieu versus this central fear of an untoward event happening to a loved one or personally. And so that's why it's critically important to begin to ask your child, what exactly is it are they having an issue with or a concern about? Because we deal with those and we counsel through those a little bit differently.
Well, as a parent or caregiver, I mean, what should you do?
Yeah. So really the goal for whether or not it's separation anxiety disorder or just some general anxiety or worry about going to school for the first time. Really, the goal here is not to convince the child that they're never going to feel anxious, right? We want to acknowledge that, yeah, they're going to have some anxieties, they're going to have some fears, but we really want to help them learn how to deal with that sense and then move through that, kind of with this thought of resilience, to take that worry or that concern and kind of use it to our advantage to improve performance. And so in young ones, again, the goal to get them back into school and back into the school setting is giving them a lot of reassurance, recognizing that they do have the fear. And so don't just poo-poo it or don't just push it off and say, oh, you'll be fine. We do want to acknowledge that that's occurring, and then give them some helpful tips to deal with that in terms of it could be things like a gentle reassurance, giving them some coping strategies, whether or not that's some grounding statements or some deep breathing exercises, but then, you know, really focusing on keeping the child in school, maybe even using a home, like a bravery chart is oftentimes a good thing. It can be a good motivator to a young one.
And how do you know when maybe it's a little more serious that, you know, maybe they need to talk to a counselor?
You bet. Yeah. And so if we do have symptoms that are significantly impairing, using cognitive behavior therapy or referral to a counselor as part of an overall graded plan to continue full attendance and maintaining full attendance is really a great expectation. There are also recommendations early on if you do have someone kind of in your personal experience where you're, you know, clutching mom's arm or leg and wouldn't let them leave, you know, kind of weeping and gnashing and crying, is doing some timed visits where, you know, okay, mom is going to go for an hour, but I will be back in an hour.
And a lot of it, I think, probably helps just to find some friends.
You bet. So one of the other things is to let your child know that they're probably not the only one that might be struggling or might be worrying. Everyone is making new friends, right? They're all going through the same experiences. So yes, familiarity. If you do think that your child, you know, end of August is having a little bit more worry or anxiety than usual, get up, do a school routine, get dressed, get your breakfast, you know, maybe go into the school, meet your teachers.
we've been talking with Priority Health Vice President of Medical and Clinical Operations, Dr. David Rizzuto.
One thing you don't want to be separated from are your family keepsakes. Find out about a group of tomb raiders from WBBM in Chicago.
They're a mother and daughter and the daughter's boyfriend, 52-year-old Angela Garrett, 32-year-old Portia Bancroft, and 33-year-old Drake Lee Milam. It's alleged they have been breaking into mausoleums and niches containing ashes and sometimes valuables.
What a horrible person you are if you decide to steal from the dead.
Corporal Cole Brazzi with the Orange County, Florida Sheriff's Office says there are 20 cases in Florida and that number may be a lot higher.
They've been everywhere from Oklahoma City to Minnesota to Texas. They visited Georgia, Iowa, North Carolina, even so far northeast as to Buffalo, New York.
He said there could be a significant number of crimes that have gone unnoticed so far. He urged people who have heirlooms or other valuables in niches with family members' ashes to check on them.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Barry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.